Sopi Janavallabha Girivaranhari. Sopi Janavallabha Girivaranhari. Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Chirabana Chari Yamuna Chirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Junta Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivaran Hari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivaran Hari Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Chirabana Chari Yamuna Chirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivaran Hari Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivaran Hari Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Chirabana Chari Yamuna Chirabana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakura ki jai Prem Shikaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrindiki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopinath Shama Kundu Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai Yamunamayi Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrindiki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Narada's Teachings to Vasudev, Text 41. Devarshi Bhutapter Rinam Prichinam. Devarshi Bhutapta Rinam Prichinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parityakartam Gato Mukundam Parityakartam Devarshi Bhutapta Rinam Pritrinam Nakinkaro Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parityakartam Devarshi Bhutapta Rinam Prichinam Kundam Paricha Karcham Varshi Bhutapturinam Pitrinam Kinkaro Nayam Mitichachan Atmanaya Sarnam Sarnam Toma Kundam Paricha Karcham Shibu-tap-turn-in-am-pichinam Ladies?
Thank you.
Deva,
Deva
of the demigods,
of the
Rishi
of the sages,
Bhuta
of ordinary living
entities,
Apta
of friends and relatives,
Nrinam
of ordinary men,
Pitrinam
of the forefathers,
Na,
not,
Kingara,
the servant,
Na,
nor,
Ayam,
this one,
Rini,
debtor,
Cha,
also,
Rajan,
O king,
Sarva Atmana,
with his whole being,
Ya,
a person who,
Sharanam,
shelter,
Sharanyam,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who affords shelter to all,
Gata,
approached,
Mukundam,
Mukunda,
Pariritya,
giving up,
Kartam,
duties.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O King, one who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living beings, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. Shall we repeat the verse? Yes? No? Yes. O King, one who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda,
who offers shelter to all,
is not indebted to the demigods,
great sages,
ordinary living beings,
relatives,
friends,
mankind,
or even one's forefathers
who have passed away.
Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord,
one who has surrendered to the Lord's service
has no need to serve such persons separately. So we're continuing the purport. It's quite a lengthy purport. The example can be given that a man who is working as the personal secretary to a great king has no further obligation to petty minor kings. Undoubtedly, an ordinary person has many obligations within this material world. But according to Bhagavad Gita, mayaiva vihitan hitan, it is actually the Supreme Lord who is giving all benedictions. For example, one receives one's body only by the mercy of one's parents. However, sometimes we find that a particular man or woman may become impotent at a given moment. Sometimes a deformed child is born, and sometimes a child is born dead. Often the sexual act fails to produce pregnancy at all. So although all parents desire a beautiful, highly qualified child, this is often not the case. Thus it can be understood that ultimately it is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that a man and woman are able to produce a child by the sexual act. It is by the Lord's mercy that the man's seminal injection is potent and the woman's ovum is fertile. Similarly, it is only by the mercy of the Lord
that the child is born in a healthy condition and reaches physical maturity to pursue his own life. If at any stage in the evolution of a human being, the Lord's mercy is withdrawn, sudden death or crippling disease occurs. The demigods are also not independent. The words paritya kartam, giving up other duties, indicates that one should give up any concept that the demigods are separate from Krishna. It is clearly stated in Vedic literature that the demigods are different limbs of the universal body of the Supreme Lord. Further, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and that he is giving, he alone is giving, intelligence and memory. Thus, our forefathers who carefully preserved cultural traditions were acting with intelligence provided by the Supreme Lord. They certainly were not acting with their own independent intelligence. No one can be intelligent without a brain, and it is only by Krishna's mercy that we receive a human brain. Therefore, if we carefully analyze all our multifarious obligations toward different classes of living entities, we shall find that in each and every case, it is ultimately by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we have received a particular benediction in life. So, although an ordinary person must methodically fulfill all of his various obligations by executing different types of sacrifices and charitable activities for the satisfaction of those who have benefited him, one who is directly serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna at once fulfills all such obligations, because all benedictions ultimately have come from the Lord through the agency of family, forefathers, demigods, etc. Om agena tamarandasya gananjana salakaya chakshirin militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano vishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamai dadati svaparantikam vandeham shri guru shri taparakamalam shri guru vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sahajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Jaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sra Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priya Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Hari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse once more, chapter 11, text 5, text 41. O King, one who has given up all material duties and has taken full shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda, who offers shelter to all, is not indebted to the demigods, great sages, ordinary living entities, relatives, friends, mankind, or even one's forefathers who have passed away. Since all such classes of living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, one who has surrendered to the Lord's service has no need to serve such persons separately. So, to begin, we thank you very much for inviting us to your beautiful temple. We're very honored to be here. I'm really, every time I come, I'm struck by the beauty not only of the temple and the Lord, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, but also the beauty of the devotees. Such a nice, welcoming atmosphere makes us feel joyful and very honored to be amongst you. So Our plan is that we will discuss the verse, the background of the verse, and the verse itself, and then we will also speak to you about the Hare Krishna film, which we're very excited. It's coming to Mumbai in a very short time, less than 2 weeks away. So our enthusiasm is growing as the days go by. But to begin with the verse, it's a very important verse. Prabhupada quotes this verse repeatedly. We find that in this 11th canto, Narada Muni is in Dwarka. Narada Muni enjoys staying in Dwarka because he has so much association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Dwarkadish. And while he is in Dwarka, he's approached by Lord Krishna's father, Vasudev. And Vasudev asks Narada Muni about Bhagavat Dharma, devotional service to the Supreme Lord. So Narada Muni's response, in his response, he recites the history of the Navayogendras and the Navayogendras' conversation with King Nimi. So the Navayogendras are descendants of Swayambhuva Manu. Now we know Swayambhuva Manu is a descendant of Lord Brahma. And from Swayambhuva Manu came Priyavrata, a great king. From Priyavrata came Agnigdra, and then King Nabi, and finally Rishabhdev came. Rishabhdev had 100 sons, the eldest of whom is Bharat, after this planet, after whom this planet is called Bharat Varsha. And of his 99 younger brothers, 9 of them were these Navayogendras, very learned Paramahamsas. And then his other brothers, there were 9 others who became Kshatriyas and took charge of the 9 Dwipas in Bharat Varsha. And then the remaining 81 became Brahmins, and they preached the Smriti regulations. So now we're concerned, these past, 4 chapters, we are learning the teachings of these Navayogendras to King Nimi. King Nimi himself asked a similar question that Vasudeva had asked of Narada Muni, namely about Bhagavat Dharma, devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, the 9th of the 9 Yogendras is answering the questions of King Nimi. Previously in this chapter, he's described the Lord's descent in each of the different 4 ages, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And he's explaining who the Lord is and what he requests us to do to come closer to him, different processes of devotional service. So just prior to this verse, we've heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants all of us to chant the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this process of chanting is available in all the ages. But it's especially viable, it's especially appropriate for Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, unlike the other ages, each and every one of us is beset with innumerable problems. We have a government who's corrupt. We have our own bodies, which are very frail. We have our minds that are constantly disturbed. We have so many other people in our lives that are not doing what we want them to do. So in that way, we are constantly beset with problems. So we are given in this very fallen, difficult age where we are so unqualified, we're given this very simple, sublime process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And it's said in the previous verse that even those in Satya Yuga will be honored to take birth in Kali Yuga to accept this simple process of chanting Hare Krishna. In Satya Yuga, they do so much meditation, it's very difficult. It's not at all possible for us in this age. But everyone, even the child, can chant the holy names of Krishna. And we find from this verse that for those who do that fully, for one who has surrendered to the Lord's service fully, then all other obligations are covered. We are no longer begrudged to anyone. And basically, Prabhupada explains that we have 5 obligations from the time of our birth. For one, we're obliged to the demigods. They're providing light. They're providing air. The moon god provides nourishment to the vegetables, so they're succulent. 33 million demigods, and we're obliged to each one of them for helping us, for providing to us. We're also obliged to the great saintly persons who have given us the scriptures, Veda, Vyas, and the others. These can help us progress in spiritual life. They provide karma kandya. We're also obliged to the forefathers, as mentioned here. The forefathers, our ancestors, gave us this culture that we are born into. They've provided knowledge for us how to live in this world without difficulty. So we're obliged to them. We're obliged to our relatives and friends, ordinary people. And we're also obliged to the Buddhas, the living entities besides humans, like the cows. What would we do without the cows? They're providing us milk. The bulls are tilling the soil. So these five different categories we are indebted to. And it's described that for those who are following other paths besides Bhagavad Dharma, there are different ways to fulfill our obligations to these five different categories of living entities. To the demigods, we offer ghee as oblations. To the saintly persons, we study the scriptures. This is how we honor the saintly persons. To the forefathers, we offer holy water. We offer holy prasadam. To the Buddhas, we offer them respect to the other living entities. And then to our friends and relatives, we honor them as guests in our home. So in this way, all these different categories can be satisfied. However, as we see from this purport, Prabhupada is saying here, he gives an example that a man who is working as the personal secretary to the king has no further obligation to petty minor kings. In the same way, the analogy is given that if we want to give nourishment to a tree, we give water to the root of the tree, and that water is distributed to the trunk, to the branches, to the leaves, to the twigs. In the same way, if we want to give nourishment to our body, we give healthy, wholesome, fresh prasadam to our stomach. And then that nourishment goes to all the limbs, all the organs, everything can work properly. So in the same way, if we can somehow please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all living entities, whether they're demigods or saintly persons, or they're ordinary living entities, even if they're other than human beings, they can be satisfied because, as stated in this verse, they are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So for persons who have fully surrendered, there's no need to do these karma kandya activities. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, the potency of Krishna consciousness. In India especially, we find that there's so much distraction from demigod worship. And Krishna very clearly says in the Gita that those whose intelligence has been stolen away, they worship the demigods. And there are two problems with this sort of worship, two major problems. That although we may worship the demigods and get material facility, we may get a good spouse, we may get good health, we may get a full bank balance, we may get different sorts of our material desires fulfilled. The two problems are that those fulfillments are limited and they're temporary. These are two major problems. So even if we have all those opulences, we will still experience old age, we will still experience disease, and every one of us will also experience death. The death rate is 100%. We must leave these bodies. So Prabhupada was repeatedly helping us understand the difference between reality and illusion. Illusion being that which is temporary, and reality being that which is eternal. And so how many times Prabhupada told us we are not these bodies. We are simply existing within the body. We are the eternal spirit soul. This is distinguishing reality from illusion. And once we have this distinction firmly fixed in our mind, we will no longer be distracted by demigod worship. which is just so prevalent in India. They're missing the basic knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says they're less intelligent. Intelligence has been stolen by material desires. And Prabhupada has come very kindly to give us this intelligence and make it very practical for us how to worship Krishna, how to please Krishna, and how to come in touch with reality. So there's some beautiful verses that I thought I would read, and then we will move on to the Hare Krishna film. This is Prabhupada's purport. He says, Srila Madhavendra Puri, the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, took leave of all karma kandya obligations with the following words, O my evening prayer, all good unto you. O my morning bath, I bid you goodbye. O demigods and forefathers, please excuse me. I am unable to perform any more offerings for your pleasure. Now I have decided to free myself from all reactions to sins, simply by remembering anywhere and everywhere the great descendant of Yadu and the great enemy of Kamsa, Lord Krishna. I think that is sufficient for me. So what is the use of further endeavors? Srila Madhavendra Puri further said, Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. The wealthy mammonists may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may assert that I am much too proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, although I may be unable to do so. The Prabhupada goes on. He quotes a prayer from Prahlad Maharaj from the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. Religion, economic development, and sense gratification are celebrated as three means of attaining the path of salvation. Of these, especially knowledge of the self, knowledge of fruitive activities, and logic, and also politics and economics, are different means of livelihood. All these are different subjects of Vedic education, and therefore I consider them temporary engagements. On the other hand, surrendering unto the Supreme Lord Vishnu is a factual gain in life, and I consider it the ultimate truth. So Prabhupada goes on, just briefly. The whole matter is concluded in the Bhagavad Gita 2.41 as Vyavasyatmika Buddhi, or the absolute path of perfection. Sri Baladeva Vidyabhusan, a great Vaishnava scholar, defines this as accepting transcendental loving service to the Lord as the prime duty, free from fruitive action. So this beautiful verse, Vyavasyatmika Buddhi, it means that those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. The intelligence of the irresolute is many-branched. So Prabhupada referred to this verse and the commentary on it by Baladeva Vidyabhusan. It was very important in his life because on the basis of this verse, he realized that he had to focus all his energies, all his intelligence, all his facilities to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. Of course, he knew this always, but through this verse, it became more focused, more determined. And so, based on that verse, his whole life was oriented towards giving all of us Krishna consciousness at great sacrifice and risk to himself. So in our film that you will see very soon, Hare Krishna film, there's a very wonderful part of it. It's a black and white footage of Prabhupada speaking. He's in Melbourne, the town hall, and he says with great force, with great boldness, he says to all of us, why do you have to accept birth? Why do you have to accept death? Why do you have to accept disease? Why do you have to accept old age? These are the problems, and these problems can be solved in the human form of life. So that is our responsibility. We are all blessed with the human form of life, and we have a grave responsibility to solve these problems, and Prabhupada is showing us how to do that. Hare Krishna.
So before we speak about the film, are there any questions about the verse or discussions about the verse that Vishakha Devi read? Anyone? Yes. Is there a microphone?
In the initial part of your lecture, you mentioned about chanting and how Lord Chaitanya has given us chanting. Just a quick reference, Mataji, to your book, wherein you mentioned that, in one part you mentioned that Prabhupada says that first of all understand the meaning of this Maha Mantra. That you are, you know, requesting for service to Lord and to Hare Krishna. And then you also mention an incident where, you know, there was loud chanting in Mayapur, but it was not pleasing to anyone. So is there any particular advice you would like to give on how we can improve chanting or how we can chant, which is, you know, beneficial? Or is there something that we should not do while chanting?
I think the most important thing regarding chanting the Maha Mantra is our attention. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there, he mentions the 10 offenses against the holy name, and then it's also, besides those 10, it's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. And he says if we can simply become attentive, then we'll be able to overcome the 10 offenses. If we can simply be attentive. So it means that we don't chant out of a desire to be known for our chanting. We don't chant out of a desire to become famous or to become anything material. We simply chant as an effort to please Krishna. So that, I think, is the foremost, very simple way to improve our chanting, is simply to pay attention to it, which is, of course, more difficult than it sounds.
Paying attention, is it, I'm sorry, it is a little elementary question, but paying attention, is it about mechanically being attentive, or is it about investing your emotions, something like that?
My understanding of this means, paying attention means hearing. Just like now you're so kindly hearing a few words about the Bhagavatam, so similarly when we chant, we hear those words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We don't try to impose anything, we simply hear, because those words are Krishna himself. So simply hearing is sufficient.
So regarding the Hare Krishna film, Srila Prabhupada gave us the service to make films. He wrote a letter in 1975 that he liked the films. He said, produce more Krishna conscious films and make them the most popular films. So we've tried over the years to fulfill that order, always not successfully. There have been gaps of some years here and there. But we always come back to that instruction that the Prabhupada gave to make Krishna conscious films the most popular films. That's a very big order. I remember coming down the elevator in 55th Street, New York City, with Srila Prabhupada, and regarding Prabhupada's determination that was referred to in the lecture, Srila Prabhupada made a comment coming down in the elevator. He said, I want the privilege of fighting for Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada never gave up his service. He was always totally, totally fixed. By his activities, we can see that he never wavered from his Krishna consciousness. His schedule was, if we study his schedule, so many, many hours of his daily activities were preaching. He would preach on morning walks. He would preach at night with his purport, his translations and purports. He would take letters, dictation. His secretaries would take dictation after breakfast for his letters. He would take prasadam, and then he would, again in the afternoon, preach to guests. And also, late evening, he would speak to his servant who was giving him massage. He would speak the philosophy many times. So that, with that example, how can we do otherwise? We may not come up to that standard, but at least we should keep trying. And sometimes there's difficulty in our life, in our Krishna consciousness. But just like a child learning to walk, the child never gives up. The child may fall, but the child gets up again. He just doesn't stay down and lie on the floor. So similarly, we can take inspiration from a child, even, to never give up our determination to become Krishna conscious. So we released our first film. Actually, the history, we were serving in Juhu Project, 1971, 1972, when there was no temple there. And at that time, Vishakha Devi wrote a very beautiful article called Prabhupada, India's National Hero. And Prabhupada read that article. Would you like to comment on that?
The article was very long and disconnected, not well written, and somehow Prabhupada read it. And then when he returned to Juhu, he was talking to a few people, and then he addressed me. He said, I have read your article. It is very nice. And I was really surprised because I didn't expect that at all. And then he said, of course, it is not yet perfect, but if you go on writing, it will become perfect. So that was something really extraordinary to hear.
That's an example of Prabhupada's encouragement. Everybody he met, he encouraged them in different ways. So I asked Vishakha Devi some years ago how many articles she's written for BTG. And she said 108. And she is continuing. Very, very inspirational example. So we were in Juhu in those early days, we were taking films and photographs and sending them back to BTG for publication. And Karanda Prabhu, he became inspired by what we were sending, and he asked Prabhupada if we could make a film on ISKCON. To make a film on the move, and he felt that was needed. So Prabhupada agreed to that, and that first film was called The Hare Krishna People. So Prabhupada saw that film in 1974 in Mayapur, and he liked the film. He said, we used good psychology in making that film. So that film was actually distributed to schools and colleges around America. And we've always thought since then to, in fact, even in the making of that film, to try to reach the public. Because devotees have so much knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Everything's available to us. But not much is available to the outsiders. That's been our inspiration in making the current film, Hare Krishna, the mantra, the movement, and the Swami who started it all. So, this project was actually requested by Hari Sari Prabhu about 4 years ago. And his idea was to produce a film for the TOVP so that people who come to the TOVP could see a film on Prabhupada's life. to understand him better, to understand the person who instigated, who was the visionary for this project, the TOBP. And we thought at the time, we have Your Ever Will Wisher. That's the film on Prabhupada's life, and we have it in so many languages, so what is the need for a further film? But then on further thought, we understood that that was 33 years ago that film was produced. And we need something currently for the public in the right big screen format, in a very high-tech way of producing, to come up to the present modern standard of video production. So it was conceived 4 years ago, and it's been in the works for 4 years. And last June we released the film in the USA. The film has been very, very well received. We're actually stunned by the reception. The LA Yoga magazine, they gave a review that the Hare Krishna film is the second coming of Prabhupada. And actually, we're getting the same review from so many people who see the film. Devotees have remarked again and again that they really feel Prabhupada's presence. Especially Giridhara Swami. He tells a story that when he first met Prabhupada, he wanted to bring as many people as he could to meet Prabhupada. Because he felt that if someone did meet Prabhupada, their life would change. So during Prabhupada's time, he did that. He brought as many people as he could to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And he's continuing that with the film. He actually saw the film 5 times. And every time he would have to drive from his home an hour and a half north of Los Angeles to come to the movie theater. And each time he came, he brought guests. The last time he came, he brought 20 guests. So we're requesting that all of us follow in the footsteps of Giridhara Swami and bring as many people as we can to the film. One of the most dramatic effect that I saw in anyone was a person who teaches how to make stories better to filmmakers. And she teaches at the University of California, Los Angeles. What is her name?
Sandra DiCastro.
Her name is Sandra DiCastro. And she's a professional. The UCLA Film School is a very high-end film school. So she has, very, good filmmakers as her students. So she came out of the film with tears in her eyes. And she came up to us. She said, thank you so much for giving us this story. Prabhupada's story is incredible. And we know Prabhupada's story is amazing. So that's... And if we can present a good story to the public through the film medium, they'll be appreciative. So maybe Vishakha Devi could say a few words about how Prabhupada's story fits into the classical mold of any good story.
There's a person named Joseph Campbell who studied cultures throughout the world. He studied perhaps hundreds and hundreds of cultures throughout the world, and he found there was a common thread to all the stories in all these different cultures. And he wrote a book called Hero with a Thousand Faces. Hero with a Thousand Faces. And that study was taken by the people in Hollywood, and they used that study by Joseph Campbell to understand storytelling. And the sequence of storytelling to make it effective, to make it potent, to capture people's not only their mind but also their heart. It's a very important part of storytelling. And so through this study and through the analysis of how to tell a good story, we found that Srila Prabhupada's life very much was part was very conducive to this aspect of storytelling. For example, generally in any story, the hero of the story has his ordinary life. And then something happens, it could be something external, it could be something internal, and that hero is pulled out of his ordinary life to something he did not or she did not expect. So in Prabhupada's case, he grew up in Calcutta. He was a very good student. He was learning all the Vaishnava principles from his family, especially his father. And then a friend of his in 1922 dragged him to see this great sadhu, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And from that first meeting, that was the event that changed Prabhupada's life forever. It changed the course of his life. So from this so-called ordinary life, in one sense, we could say, the direction of his life changed, and it became something that he had not foreseen, in one sense. So that is part of storytelling. It's an art. And through this study, we could understand how to tell Prabhupada's story in the most effective, potent way that people could understand it and actually be captured emotionally, not just intellectually.
Yeah, one of the probably the biggest challenge in making this film was to where to start and what to include. How do you tell Prabhupada's story? With Your Ever Well Wisher, we did it chronologically, from Prabhupada's birth all the way through to his passing. But films these days, that's not the standard these days. They want to make it more, a little more creative. So that was a big problem, how to start, what to include next, and how to tell Prabhupada's story in a very interesting way. The other big challenge was to, you know, what to include. We had about 31 hours of archival films, and we had to make a 90-minute film. That was the standard for theaters. A feature-length film is always around 90 minutes. So we had 31 hours of archival. We had also 1,800 hours of audio. And we filmed interviews. We had about probably 70 or 80 hours, maybe more, of interviews. So what to do? It was bewildering. So it took us a long time to really whittle that down. And finally, after about 3 years, we had 2 hours and 20 minutes. We couldn't go any lower. We couldn't get anything, you know. We were so attached to everything in the 2 hours and 20 minutes, we couldn't cut it out. So we had some help. There were actually two Oscar nominees, Academy Award nominees, filmmakers, who helped us tremendously. Because they weren't, you know, so familiar with the material. We'd lived with the material for, you know, almost 45 years, much of the material. So, again, they helped us a lot in helping to cut things out. And they cut things out that we never would have thought to cut out. So it was down to 90 minutes. And our first premiere showing was in Sedona, Arizona. That was the Illuminate Film Festival. That's a film festival that mostly has films on spirituality, on yoga. There was even a film on mantra, chanting mantras. Kirtan, there was a film at the festival. So we premiered there, and that was where that one lady from UCLA, the teacher, saw the film. And then there was the award ceremony. Vishakha Devi and I were up in the very top balcony of the theater when they announced the awards. We didn't expect to receive anything. But they announced Best Picture as Hare Krishna. And that really started the whole distribution effort. We had a very good distributor in America. The company's name was Abramo Rama, interestingly enough. The head of the company, Richard Abramowitz, he got a, as he described it, a big silver book in the 1970s. Does anyone know what that book was? Krishna book, yes. So, you know, many, many people that we met in making the film had some contact with the devotees. And they're all in their 60s, 70s. Another lady from San Francisco who was our music clearing agent. She's told us that she used to go to the temple in San Francisco for prasad every week. So anyway, we came in contact with a lot of people who came in contact with devotees who helped us make the film. If you bother to stay for the credits, there's over 300 names of devotees in companies who contributed to the making of the film. So we don't consider it our film. You know, we just had our part in it. But it's a contribution, a combined effort of over 300 companies and individuals, especially our young co-workers who did a great job. I'd like to speak a little bit about
So the three young people who are working with us, one is Krishna Sanchez, Krishna Shakti. His parents are devotees, and he was very expert in the technology and also extremely steady. He was only 23, 24 years old, but very, very dependable, very surprising how dependable he was, really a blessing for us. Another young person recently was initiated by Radhanath Swami. Her name is now Lalita Priya. She came from Australia. And she studied in film school in Australia, did very well in film school. This was the first major film that she'd worked on. And she was very good, it turned out she was very good in storytelling. And the other four of us were not so strong in that field. So when we had this film, she was able to fill in areas where the story was weak. So we feel very indebted to her for that. And she was really poured her heart and soul into making this the very best film that we could make. And then she invited her cousin, Jess Heinrich, to come, also from Australia. And Jess had worked previously in the BBC in Australia, for the BBC in Australia. So she did all the background, all the paperwork, keeping in touch with everybody who was paying the bills. And so we really couldn't have gone on without her. So for the very sincere efforts of these three young people, we are very much indebted for the release of this film, Hare Krishna.
So yeah, our appeal to everyone is to bring your friends, bring your family, bring your work associates. It's a great opportunity to present Prabhupada in a public arena to the public. You know, we found many people in America came to the film. They'd received a book, they knew something about the movement, but they never came to the temple. They never really spoke to a devotee. So they came, and the overwhelming response was that they really loved Prabhupada's story. They wanted to know more about him. They wanted to know more about the philosophy. So they took books. One lady in San Diego, she saw the ad in a newspaper, and she knew nothing about anything. Excuse me. And she, after she saw the ad, she kept feeling this internal push to go see the film. And she couldn't understand why. She told us this after she saw the film. So she was a single mother. She had to get a babysitter for her two kids. And she finally came to the film and saw the film, loved it, and took a book home. So these are stories that happen time and time again. Do you have any questions about the our time with Prabhupada or the film? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for that very enlightening story about the Hare Krishna movie. I would just like to know that the movie is releasing here in Mumbai for in the next couple of weeks. Do we know what the schedule is for maybe Europe and the release of the movie in Europe?
Yeah, we've been trying to get the film released in all countries, actually. The problem is that, well, we have an international sales agent, and they're responsible for reaching out to film distributors in different countries in the world. So many of those film distributors haven't taken the film. Some have, you know, Australia, New Zealand, Canada is coming up, but not a lot of reception. So the alternative, and Europe is also coming, UK, Germany. The alternative to that is that devotees can request a screening from our international sales agent. If they find a theater, they can, you know, find a theater, to, give the address to the international sales agent, the contact information, and they can arrange for a screening in that particular country, in that theater. So devotees can actually instigate, you know, bringing the film to their area, wherever they are in the world. That's what we're pushing right now. So it's been a long time since release. We released in June, early June of last year, but the film hasn't gone to many, many places. So if you have contacts in other parts of the world and other countries, please let them know. They can go to our website and find out about how to bring the film to their locality. The website is HareKrishnaTheFilm.com.
Thank you.
Sound, please? Yeah.
Thank you. I do have one different question, if I may. As the movie releases in different locations, for example, Mumbai coming up shortly, what preparations are we as temples, organizations making in order to increase our book distribution elements or preaching elements or elements that we can actually reach out to a lot of people who are interested in the movie, as well as making sure that we capture
right.
and invite them to the temples?
Exactly. We have a PR company working for us. The idea is to get some billboards up. There's going to be posters available that you can take to different stores and shops. We actually have a flyer that should be available here that you can carry around and pass out. If everyone takes some of these and just the people that you meet during the day, you can just hand them out. We have quite a few thousand of them. And hopefully there will be some after the lecture here that you can get. Does anybody know if they've been delivered here in Chopadi? I can find out. That's all right. So yeah, advertisement is there. The release is coming very soon, so we're working very hard to get the word out. Welcome. Yes. Mahaprabhu, yes.
People know that the film is there. Devotee knows also. So when I was asked that we have to do this booking, so initially asking people to book ticket for particular day, now for outsiders it's not very exciting, but for devotee positively, but coming on Friday is also working day. So Krishna gave me little intelligence that just like we spend money for the purpose of purchasing books. Actually, one friend of mine gave me 5,000 rupees. Actually, he asked me, this I am giving you whether you want to use for the purpose of Prabhupada books or any other purpose. So I am giving you liberty, whatever you want. So I say, I will like to book tickets for this movie. So he said, all right, you, because this is Prabhupada movie and it's Hare Krishna and people will know about it. So, well, you do. So, and then I ask other people, my 10 friends, this is my, how to book the hall, because directly going and booking one ticket in particular day for asking people, they may say, all right, we will do. But they may not do and they may not come. So I booked 10 tickets first. Then I asked 10 people to give me 5,000 rupees. So they gave me 50,000 rupees. And I like that. Actually, for in the area for which I have booked, I got 15 tickets for 5,000. And like that, for 50,000 rupees, I got about 150 tickets. So I booked the full hall. And I asked them, now give
that's
me
that's one
the
way
list
to do it.
I asked them, give me the names of 15 people now from your family that you will be coming or your friends will be coming. Give their telephone number, everything detail, we will work out. Because we don't want that they are not coming. So hall should be also full there. So I'm working on that. They are giving names of the people, their telephone number, because tickets, you know, they will give the tickets only before one day or 2 days. So tickets are not immediately available. It's not that we are booking and we are getting the ticket immediately. So they inform me that we will send you ticket on 14th. So now we have to supply these tickets to the people also. So I asked them, give me the mobile numbers of all these people, who are these people, so we will send them the ticket, or means the method we will find out how to do it. So it is working very nicely if we start purchasing ticket. Just like it is just like giving some initially donation for some project of Srila Prabhupada, and by that method booking hall is very, very easy. So I asked some indomitably, this I'm an Andheri, hall was booked indomitably, so there was practically there was no booking. So I, 4 counselors of mine, I requested them, can you please do this thing first? Because they say, all right, we will give 5,000 rupees. We book the ticket. And like that, actually, it's very easy now to book the hall. So what I am requesting, this is another way that we purchase ticket ourselves, give to the people, and if people want to purchase, then once the halls are full, then it will continue for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But once we book the ticket for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and once the whole these 3 days is completely full, then people will know Because most of the people, they don't know about Srila Prabhupada. So we have to make a special arrangement or method by booking these halls.
Yeah, actually if the theater is filled on the weekend, the theater will automatically extend beyond that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth. And also in the movie business, in the theater business, all the theater owners will know what films are popular, what films are being attended, are filled on the weekend. Everybody, they'll all know, and they'll want to book the same film. So not only will PVR chain benefit, but other chains will want to pick it up. There's different theater chains around the country. I think there's 10,000 movie theaters in India. So I think PVR only has about 140 of those. So there's many, many thousands. The potential is amazing as far as spreading Prabhupada's story and glories. Thank you, Mahaprabhu, for doing that. Hare Bhu. Yeah, you can think of it like purchasing books. You're purchasing tickets and you're distributing them. People are giving donation. Same idea. Yes, Prabhu.
Actually, I want to just tell Mahaprabhu that Lower Parel PVR is already booked for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I did not get the ticket, so I'm going to go to the Jew one. So we already have 3 days of full in the South Bombay.
Wonderful.
I want to ask you, are we also looking forward to this movie being made into a serial?
A serial?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that. Anything's possible.
And while you were making this movie, did you experience the existence of Srila Prabhupada in directing the movie?
Well, Prabhupada said he's there in his picture. He's none different from his picture. So, yeah, we. And in film, there's 24 pictures a second. So we were surrounded by Prabhupada, by his visual, his pictures, his audio. And one of the strong points of the film is that Srila Prabhupada tells his own story. And that was largely due to Vishakha Devi's effort in going through the 1800 hours of audio and picking out sentences, those rare sentences that Prabhupada talked about himself. He didn't speak about himself much. He always gave credit to his spiritual master and to his disciples. And he never talked about his life, his personal life, very much. But there are times when he did. And that's one of the beautiful features of the film, that Prabhupada tells his own story. You'll hear him speaking throughout the film about his own life.
Thank you.
Can you mention that the book will be available?
Anything else? Prabhu? Matajis? When Prabhupada told Vishakha Devi that if you continue to write, it will become perfect. So she's continued to write, certainly. She has a very wonderful book available, her memoirs of her time, our time with Prabhupada, mainly her time, and her conversion of her consciousness from atheism to theism. She was a very powerful atheist. And she's a very good preacher, as you can all tell. So she used to preach to her friends the atheistic views. But by meeting Prabhupada, Prabhupada's genius completely turned her around. And her book is available downstairs. We'll have a table after the class. The book is called 5 Years, 11 Months, and a Lifetime of Unexpected Love. And it's her time, 5 years and 11 months with Prabhupada. So please, it's a very, very popular book. probably one of the most popular that we've seen recently. And I learned a lot about my wife, Vishakha Devi, from reading her book. She's quite a private person, but she really poured her heart and her soul into the book and revealed so much of her inner consciousness. So thank you very much. If you have any questions afterwards, please feel free to approach us. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you, Prabhuji and Mataji, for the beautiful class. I was just thinking, we were discussing with a devotee that we had actually no physical association of Srila Prabhupada, right? Anyone here who met Prabhupada apart from Mahaprabhu, who actually saw Prabhupada live when he was here, Anartaki Mataji also there. Anyone else? So most of us, we are not so fortunate to be with Prabhupada. And we have access to Prabhupada books, Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada's photo. But actually we have seen Prabhupada live in his videos, right? And you'll be happy to know that most of the footages on the videos are taken by Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji. So let us thank them because that is the only access we have seen Prabhupada in a moving style. So let us thank them by loudly chanting 3 times. Hare. So as Mahaprabhu was mentioning that he booked that screen, I would also want to share that I was actually on my way to Navi Mumbai, where there was a meeting being conducted. Vamsidhar Prabhu had called all the counselors in Navi Mumbai for a meeting. And the meeting was exciting. We reached there and he said that I have booked 940 seats in a PVR in Panvel. That's in Navi Mumbai. And then the idea was that in the meeting they will decide how many tickets they will take. So we said, Prabhu, are you crazy? 940 tickets in Navi Mumbai area. And then there was a lot of pessimism that in the whole thing. But we said, let's try. And he said that we will try, and whatever remaining tickets, I'll put my own money in that. Vamsidhar Prabhu said, I'll distribute free. And then amazing thing happened. In the next 24 hours, all 940 seats got sold. So we all realize in that meeting that actually when we come together, all of us, the Shakti is already there. Prabhupada's Shakti is already there in his film, in his books. We all have to come together. When we come together, we can do miracles. In 24 hours, less than 24 hours, 940 seats got booked and many devotees are in the waiting list. So you can imagine it can happen not just in Navi Mumbai, a small place. It can happen in Western Line, Central Line, all lines, all over India. And it can happen only when we come together. So Sangha is important, unity is strength. So we can actually show that in our own personal life that actually through when we come together, we can do miracles and Prabhupada is always there with us.
One thing is that I heard that in 1996, there was a very big program here in Mumbai for Prabhupada's 100th centennial anniversary. And that 40 or 50,000 people filled the stadium. So all those people, if they're here with us, they could also come. And also that it must have grown since then also, interest in Krishna consciousness and Prabhupada. So it's quite unlimited how many people can come.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. So we also have some pretty interesting stories from our book distribution marathon. 5 minutes update on that. And the theme of my announcement today will be connection. How things get connected when we come together for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. I'll take you to Madhya Pradesh, Chhindwara, where our Sankirtan bus party is doing book distribution.